پالے ہے دوسرا کون اس جہاں میں سوائے خیر انام ایسا ہے دوسرا کون اس جہاں میں سوائے خیر
Visit the Al Ansar bookstore for the largest range of Islamic CDs, books and other Islamic items. We are situated at 189 West Road, Overport, with ample parking and on-site security. For further inquiries, you can contact the bookshop on 031-208-1601. The Al Ansar bookshop. Radio Al Ansar.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا وبالقرآن العظيم دستورا وإماما يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أو سستينا شو الصلاة and salam forever and ever upon your beloved who is the best of all creation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We'd like to welcome you to our very first Q&A for the Seerah broadcast 1431. I'm Hussein Wadi with this evening's program. Our senior technical sound engineer is Ali Asghar. And we'd also like to thank Hafiz Muhammad Jassad for screening the calls. And in studio, we also have with us Brother Ahmed Chotia. This evening, once again, we joined by our esteemed guest and scholar, Honorable Fadhilatul Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Mufti Afzal Hussein Idyas Sahab, Hafizahullah, for the Q&A, where you will be given an opportunity to call in the next 5 minutes. We will, in 5 minutes' time, the lines will be open for you to call in directly with your questions, and you will have this opportunity to ask the questions directly to our esteemed Mufti Sahab, who is going to be online. The number to dial is 031-208-4564. Remember, in 5 minutes' time, we will start taking your calls. 031-208-4564. We will be with you tonight right until 8 o'clock. Mufti Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hazrat Mufti Sahab, once again, welcome to the Q&A program for the Seerah broadcast in this month of Rabiul Awal. Jazakallah for accepting our invitation, and a great honor and pleasure for us to have Mufti Sahab on the Q&A. Mufti Sahab, to begin with the Q&A, perhaps if Mufti Sahab can enlighten the listeners about the word Seerah, or what is actually Seerah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as it is known as the Seerah broadcast.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد Before I actually talk about the question posed by our Hafizab I will request the listeners of Radio Al Ansar to make dua for Hafizab's mother who is not well at all that Allah Jalla Majdahu grants Shifa Kamila, Ajila, Mustamira, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy and comfortable for her.
Ameen.
Remember, seerah, generally we will refer to life history. So seerah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life history of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, I would like to mention one point, that if we have to analyze the corridors of history and see great so-called personalities in different countries and continents and times and eras, but their lives have not been detailed as recorded to such an extent that the life of beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been recorded. If we have to take a stats of all the seerah kitabs written about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the biographies and autobiographies about other people that came and went from the surface of the earth, then what has been written about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is voluminous and runs into literally thousands of volumes. And this is for the preservation, protection and defense of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the surface of the earth, and he is the best of the Anbiya alayhi salam, and he is the chief of the Anbiya alayhi salam. That is why for guidance of mankind so much has been written and said about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Muslims, then we are not left in the dark. And remember, we, because we have come from basic secondary or primary education in the maktab, the madaris, we understand the seerah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from a narrative point of view. That, for example, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Taif, and how he went there and what transpired there. And this is basically what we study as Muslims in general. That means 90% plus Muslims study is data, information, that when he went there, how he went there. But history of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not taught from a different angle. But literature in the Arabic and Urdu language is available, that history from the angle that how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there, why he went there, and the rationale behind his activities, his movements, and the logic behind his movements, that how he was a great psychologist and how he was a great military man, planning his tactics, his maneuvers, how he wrote letters, when he wrote them, why he wrote them, and his wordings and the wisdom behind the wordings, and his lectures and the wisdom behind his lectures, and his physical activities and why he did when he did. There is books written about this. For example, there are books written about the battlefields and how he was positioning his soldiers and why he was doing certain activities. So basically what we study these days is his simple movements from one point to another point. And we learn this, that the Battle of Badr took place, how many Sahaba Ikram were, and how many the Kuffar and Mushrikeen were, and the equipment on either side, the position on either side, and the camels and the shields and the sword, and the number who passed away and went to Jannah, and the number who went to hell. That we learn, we understand, but the rationale behind this and how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interacted with the Sahaba and his affectionate qualities, those things we do not go into depth with. However, this is a nice and feel that ulama ikram scholars should go into and study, that the move of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many administrative scholars have now come up with articles and writings that when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did something, how well he planned it and how well organized he was. And he was systematic, methodical in his work, and he was not doing things just random. Yes, he's a repository of wahi, he's a person getting wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of mankind, and his noble character and personality is there in front of us. But there is the rationale for his activities and his movements and his tactics and how he should speak so that maximum benefit was derived from his lectures and advices. This is not generally spoken about. That is why we are making this claim very comfortably, that the amount written about Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that so much has never ever written and never ever going to be written about a person who came for the salvation of mankind, a noble personality of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who came to take mankind out of darkness into light, from Jahannam into Jannah, from the evil into good, from bad to good, from falsehood to truth. That was Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it is our responsibility to understand how great Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was from every angle. We should not only study history, but we should know what is behind the history, why, when, and the rationale behind the move, the logic behind his activities, and then you will realize, come to realize, what a great personality Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. That brings us to 13 minutes past 7. Shortly, we'll be giving you an opportunity to call in directly with your questions on 031-208-4564. But before we go for an ad break, I'm just going to give you a cell number for text messages only for this evening's Q&A. 083-784-7667. You could send in your text messages, but only for this evening's Q&A. 083-784-7667. And those that would like to call and ask their questions directly to our esteemed Mufti Sahib on 031-208-4564. Right now we're taking a break, and after the ad break we will be continuing with this evening's Q&A right until 8 o'clock.
Radio Al-Ansar.
والدهر ما له أمان مثل ما تبغي. Previous years, Al Ansar has distributed over 200 wheelchairs and disability aids. Do you know of anyone who requires a wheelchair and he or she cannot afford to purchase one? Radio Al Ansar and Dawal Yatama's wheelchair campaign will assist in obtaining sponsors for your own wheelchair. To qualify, fax a motivation letter to Al Ansar indicating details of disability or illness of the patient, and inshallah we will endeavor to provide it. Send your fax to 031-282426. Or 086-6939-562. Or contact Sister Rashida Sheikh of the Darul Yatama on 031-209-8720. Recipients will be notified telephonically if their application is successful. Kindly note, this campaign will only be running for the duration of the current broadcast, but is open to all in need. Silver, gold, pearl, emerald, diamond, platinum, sounds precious to you?
These are only the most precious advertising slots on Radio Al Ansar. Choose the most appropriate time slot for your business. We at Al Ansar have created affordable packages to suit your budget, reaching a listenership of over 100,000 people in and around the KZN region and beyond, ensuring that your business achieves maximum exposure. Advertise with Radio Al Ansar today by calling 031-208-1601 to speak to one of our advertising reps. That's 031-208-1601. Call now and make your selection on what package suits you. Radio Al Ansar, putting your business forward.
Where are you going to be on the long weekend?
Make it sensational.
Make it memorable.
Make it informative
and entertaining.
In the company of Radio Al Ansar.
The long weekend brings Dubai to Durban with bargain shopping, live entertainment and loads of prize giveaways.
Radio Al Ansar kicks off the exhilarating weekend on Friday the 19th of March at 7 p.m. and goes on until Monday at 6 p.m.
Adults enter for just 5 rand while kids under 5 get in for free.
Don't let the weekend go by without experiencing the Dubai at Durbs Fair. For bookings and inquiries, call 031-208-1601.
If you've just joined us, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this evening's Q&A program. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah for remaining online. We do have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Your question for Mufti Sahib?
I have three questions. I believe the Hazrat's hair is in possession of a lot of people, and I've been told that it has a fragrance without any attar. Is that a good way to make out whether it's a genuine one, or is it, would that suffice if it's a fragrance and where no attar has been put into that?
Okay, Jazakallah. Mufti Sahib, would you want to listen to all three questions or just one question at a time?
And then,
Mufti Sahib?
All three. Yeah. All three. Secondly, I would like Mufti Ilyas's comment on the destruction of the birthplace of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the Saudi authorities, and the house of Hazrat Khadija and various other places, you know, in Mecca and in Medina. And third, the artifacts in the Topkapi Museum in Istanbul, Turkey, are they genuine? Can I listen on the radio?
Please do. Jazakallah for your questions, brother. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum. Hazrat Mufti Sahib.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As far as the Mubarak hair of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wasalam, then there are many people who claim they have the Mubarak hair of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. However, in relation to that, we do not say that that is truth, or we do not say that is lies, because this is an emotional and sentimental issue. People, after stating we have got the Mubarak hair of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then unfortunately around it a lot of innovation and bidah takes place, festivity takes place, queues are lined up, intermingling of sexes take place there, music is played, photography is taking place, and functions and celebrations which are not substantiated in Shariat are the result of those claiming they have got the Mubarak hair of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are saying clearly that we cannot testify to its validity, or we cannot reject its authenticity. So in a state of neutrality, we will not make any decisive comment that is the hair and that is not the hair. And we would have got no yardstick or benchmark to test it. There are those who go to one extreme and say, then burn it, because if it is the hair of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it can never ever burn. About this fragrance, this is the first time I'm hearing such a benchmark. However, we are saying that let it lie and do not quarrel and fight over this. About the destruction of the birthplace of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is, I think, in the pipeline of the Saudis, and also the destruction of the Asare Kadima, many old historical places. Then remember that this is not an Islamic action which they are doing. So partially their fault, partially our fault. Our fault in which way? That ignorant Muslim go and do acts of innovation there, which these Saudis now show it to their ulama and say, in order to prevent them from going into shirk, we have to bring it down and destroy it. So, but it does not justify them. For example, they can barricade those places, fence it off, cordon it off. They have got enough money to do that. So there is no justification, valid justification, for not protecting the Asare Kadima. As far as the artificial in Topkapi, I even went to Istanbul and seen that, and in every piece they will write the attributed to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and attributed to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they themselves are not 100% certain that show. That's why they use this word attributed to.
Jazakallah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. I think we do have two callers online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your brother, your question for Mufti Sahib?
Yeah, I have a question for Mufti Sahib. I am a resident here of Durban. I've been actually working for my brother-in-law for a period of 12 years. After that, I purchased a property, I purchased a motor car with my own strength for the other types of jobs that I was doing. But unfortunately, he's going around telling the entire world as such that my brother-in-law has done jadu. He's creating a problem, such a problem in the family, that he is breaking family ties completely. Up to this extent here, when there's a function that's taking place in the family, they stay far away. They tend to keep far, far away from us. I've been to various muftis. I've been to ulamas. All say, just leave him, and Allah is the best judge of all. I just wanted to confirm for Mufti Sahib, what does one do in a situation like this, where this thing is continuing and there is no stopping? And I've contacted muftis in Durban who are actually scared perhaps to consult with the person that's involved, my brother-in-law, because of his clout in the community or because of his name in the community. What do I do? I'm going to hold on.
Jazakallah for that, brother Mufti Sahib.
You want to take the other caller?
Yeah, I think we'll take that. Next caller online, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister, your question for Mufti Sahib?
Yes, actually I'm calling on behalf of my husband, and he wants to know, he's been to the masjid for namaz, and he noticed a lot of men that come in to read the namaz, they don't wear hat, topi, and he wants to know, is it permissible for the men not to do so?
Jazakallah for that question, sister.
Okay, jazakallah.
Shukran. Mufti Sahib?
Should I answer?
Jai Mufti Sahib.
Concerning the first brother, that he has already visited the ulama, the respected muftis, and what they have stated to him is absolutely correct. They are guiding him correctly. Remember that in issues like these, that no one can accuse another person of jadu, because if, for example, we have a completely Islamic country with qazis, Muslim judges, and one person comes and say that I want to charge another person because he has made jadu on me, that judge will throw it out of court, because this jadu, etc., is not kati, not finite, not definite. It is speculation, it is conjecture. It cannot be proven conclusively. So this has become a common amongst us Indians, that we say, that man is making jadu, this one is making jadu, that one making nazar. All this is conjecture. So the brother should not worry about this. He should carry on becoming a good Muslim, read Quran, himself read the manzil, etc. And remember, sooner or later, the truth surfaces. Falsehood is there to be demolished. So he may want ATM results, but that doesn't work. He must make sabr and make dua, and then you'll see the results. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose the truth, and Allah will demolish the falsehood. Second question about the hat, that remember, there are ethics and mannerism, and a person will not go to the judge in short pants, short sleeves, dark glasses, gelled hair, colorful hair, but he will be decently dressed. And here we are going to the masjid, going to the court of the courts, we're standing before the king of the kings. So we should be dressed adequately, properly, nicely. And there is not one hadith stating that Nabi Akram made salat without a hat. So we should take the cue from that, which means that Nabi Akram all the time utilized the hat when making salat. There's a very good kitab called Crown of the Believers by Morana Hussein Karolia. Very valuable information in that, stating all the various types of hats Nabi Akram sallallahu
alaihi wasallam wore. Jazakallah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahab. The number for you to dial is 0312084564, or you could text your questions to me. Mufti Sahab, the text message that we have, since there are no callers, it says, I want to know, if you are divorced, can you as a woman go to your ex-husband's family functions? Can you, and can you be in the house at the same time as him?
See, one is to go to the ex-husband's family functions, provided you are one adorning the hijab and you go to the function, and that function is Islamic, meaning men are separate and females are separate. Yes, you can go for those functions, because you are not going to have physical eye contact or interaction with your ex-husband. So if the function is Islamic nature, Islamically designed, then you can obviously go there, provided there is proper facilities and there is no chance of you interacting actively with your ex-husband.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahab. The number for the SMS line for this evening's Q&A only is 0837847667. 0837847667. But you have an opportunity to ask your questions directly to our esteemed Mufti Sahab on 0312084564. We do have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother, your question.
I'd like a question for Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, there's an elderly woman in our community who wants to perform Hajj this year, but she's got no mahram. Just whether she's got a daughter who is 29 years old. Can the mother go for Hajj, or can the daughter accompany her also for Hajj?
JazakAllah for that question, brother. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum. Mufti Sahab, I think we do have another caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Sorry, are you taking my call?
Yes.
Okay. Mufti, I want to know about the number of times the names of Allah, and then she had a formula to say, look, 600 times there, 7,000 times there, and I need the computer to actually remember all this number of times. Is this authentic, or is this just some alims have tried it out? These are about, I think she mentioned about 36 names of the Almighty, you know, and each one had, you know, you read 300 times this, 6,000 times this, 630, 239.
Brother, I'm not too sure if I didn't hear the first part of the question. Can you tell me about the Asma'ul Husna that you're talking about?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. This is the, you know...
Where did you hear this?
This was on Radio Anansar by a lady, you know. She sounded like an alima, you know.
She sounded, okay. Mufti Sahab, let's discuss.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
Was the speaker saying, for example, if you read this attribute of
Allah,
many times, then you'll get this benefit?
That's right, yes. This is a thing.
So
and it was such a confusing,
about?
You know, like 230 times, 130 times,
okay.
6,000 times.
Okay, JazakAllah, brother, for
it
that.
It was quite a tough one.
Okay.
Right.
Shukran, brother. Assalamu alaikum. Mufti Sahab?
Okay. Anything else? Any
no, Mufti Sahab, that's all for now.
Okay. The first caller, the lady wants to go for Hajj.
Jim.
And she got no mahram, and she has got a 29-year-old daughter.
Jim.
Now, Allah Ta'ala has made this Sharia very easy for us. The elderly lady, she has got desire to go for Hajj, but a precondition for a female is there has to be a mahram. Now, one solution is that she's got 29-year-old daughter. Now, if this 29-year-old daughter marries, then the son-in-law can be the mahram for the elderly lady. the son-in-law can be the mahram for the mother-in-law. That's one way of how she can go for Hajj. And because obviously he used the word elderly, so obviously indicating that not marriageable. So that's one method. The daughter, 29-year-old, gets married. The son-in-law, mother-in-law, daughter go away for Hajj. Second solution is that she should not grieve about this and be sorrowful. She should leave money behind for Hajj Badal, meaning that when she passes away, and by that time if she has not performed the Hajj, then someone can make the Hajj Badal on her behalf. And at this stage, remember, she is not accountable, or she is not a sinner for not going for Hajj, because she does not fulfill the requirement of having a mahram. So she should not be feeling guilty or sinful that she is transgressing, etc. But she should know that this is the law of Allah designed for our benefit. The names of Allah Ta'ala, the second caller, that he heard somewhere on Radio Al-Ansar, I presume an alima, saying that if you read this name, attribute of Allah, so many times, then you have that benefit. Now there are kitabs on the market that state that. Now how they have come to those figures, this is by various methods. One is by the action of the pious predecessors, the awliya ikram. They recited those names and attributes of Allah so many times to get those benefits. Or they told their murids, disciples, read, when they were having these difficulties, they told them, read this ayat so many times and you will find the necessary benefits. But how they come to these figures, sometimes what they do, that remember in Arabic, every letter has got a numerical value. Every letter has got a numerical value. That is how you get the numerical value of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim 786, which is now contested, etc. That's a different discussion. However, that every alphabet of the Arabic language has got a specified numerical value. So these scholars of Islam, they look at the word and they come to a certain conclusion with the numerical value. Then they look at it, how many times it comes in the Quran. Then they do some additions, or they look at this word that comes in the Quran, and they look at the whole ayat of that Quran where this word, this attribute comes, and then they come to a numerical value, and that is the numerical value which they stipulate.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, some of the text messages that are coming in, I think at this time we have lots of children that are listening in, so I won't be able to ask those questions to Mufti Sahib. And I think those people who are sending those text messages, if they could email Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib's email details?
You can go to my website, alislam.co.za, and online you can pose those questions and inshallah we'll try to answer them. And before even you pose those questions, which correctly the Hafiz Sahib is saying is not supposed to be spoken on air, you can look on the website and perhaps it is already answered. So if it's already answered, then read it and sit quietly. If it's not answered, then you can pose it. We will answer within 2 weeks.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. 735, we do have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Your question for Mufti Sahib?
Yeah, I want to ask the Isan numbers, what time is still, what time we can read numbers? After 12 is makruh or can we read?
Isha namaz. JazakAllah
yeah.
For that, sister.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Said Mufti Sahib?
What's it, Hafiz?
About the Isha namaz, up to what time can you read?
Up to what time?
Jim.
Isha namaz, you can read when theory starts. The time when theory ends, tahajjud ends, isha ends, witr ends, and fajr starts. So when theory ends, that is the last time for isha.
Jazakallah for that, Mufti Saab. Just for the benefit of that particular caller, I'm just trying to see if I've got the time for Sari tomorrow, for example, for us in Durban. It says Sari at 4:29. And Fajr time, Mufti Saab, 5:25. The Isha at 8:15. Okay, Mufti Saab, we do have another caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Mufti Saab.
Yes. Mufti Saab is listening to you.
Okay. Mufti Saab, regarding the payment of zakah on promissory notes, and I'll tell you where I'm going to with this because I'm having difficulty. I'm at the moment, I'm reading up policy on economics and regarding paper money as such. It's just that as far as the backing up of paper money is concerned as a value, what I'm very interested to find out is that will our zakat be discharged when we pay cash, or will it be discharged, and I mean this in a spiritual value sense, will it be discharged when somebody spends the money that we've given them? Will our obligation of zakat be fulfilled on paper money, or will it be fulfilled once the person we've given it to has spent it? Please understand the nature of my question.
Okay, I'll try.
JazakAllah for that, brother. Mufti Saab, I think we do have another caller online also. Okay, that caller has left us. Mufti Saab, just this question, and then we, inshallah, we will take a break.
Concerning the brother's question, for example, there's paper money. And we know at this stage in world history, let alone South Africa and the dollar, that there is no more gold backup to the money. Previously, there was gold backup to the money. But now, this is paper money, basically worthless. But since it is currency and it is having the market value, then our zakat will be done, discharged, when we give it out in paper money. Now, the second part of his question, will our zakat be discharged when the person who receives it, when he spends it, or when is our zakat discharged? Our zakat is discharged as soon as it reaches the hand of the valid recipient. So when there is a poor person, destitute, widow, wayfarer, and one of the eight categories of the recipients of zakat, as soon as the zakat reaches that person's hand and he's in control of it, your zakat is discharged. It is not that which the caller alluded to, that when that person discharges it. No. As soon as he gets it and he's in control of it, and he's owner of it, then your zakat is discharged.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Saab. To the many listeners that are sending in text messages, once again, some of them are for nature where it's only for adults, so we request that you go to Mufti Saab's website if you do have access to it, or if you could get someone that can gain access to the computer and to the internet, alislam.co.za. In the event if you fail to do so, you cannot get there, then perhaps if you do leave a message for me, we will try and see how we could assist you. Mufti Saab, that brings us to 7:39. We'll be taking a short break, and thereafter we'll continue with this evening's Q&A.
For those who give in charity, men and women, and loan to Allah, a beautiful loan, it shall be increased manifold to their credit, and they shall have a generous reward. Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Surah 57, verse 18. The Ibn Masud School of Learning, an initiative of the Al-Ansar Foundation, caters for children with special needs and is underpinned by Islamic values. The Ibn Masud School of Excellence calls on you to support their work by donating just 150 rand for a ticket to their annual fundraising dinner to be held on the 19th of March 2010 at the NMJ Islamic Center. The program will include special guests from India, India, Alima Uzma Nahid Ghazi. Make an impact on the future of the children of Ibn Masud and be a part of this momentous event, the Ibn Masud Fundraising Dinner, set for Friday, the 19th of March, 2010. Call the Al Ansar offices now for further details.
Arrow Cash and Carry.
Stockist of the largest range of cosmetics, toiletries and hair products. We are situated at 201 Mgeni Road, Durban, opposite the May Street Masjid. Arrow Cash and Carry. Right on target with the lowest prices in KwaZulu-Natal. Visit us now.
Arrow Cash and Carry. The better choice. Now open every Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Welcome back to this evening's Q&A program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 741. Well, we are waiting for your calls on 031-208-4564, or you could text your message, your questions on 0837-847-667. By the end of this program, if we have not posed your question to Mufti Saab, especially the text messages, then do keep in mind we have lots of children that actually listen to the Q&A program, and those are adult questions, marital questions, so we will be unable to ask them at this particular time. You can go to the website and perhaps get some clarification on your the issues that you are concerned about. Hazrat Mufti Saab, Jazakallah for remaining online. Mufti Saab, the next question that has come in, it says, can Mufti Saab please explain what is Ahle Bayt?
Remember that we had a small discussion in our last program. The Ahle Bayt will be the household of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Ahle Bayt will not be only the concept of pan tan pak, that five are only pure. This concept of five are only pure is a Shia concept that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Ali and Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. Now this concept is not the correct concept, but the Ahle Bayt will include the wives, pure wives of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, which the Shias have by their propaganda indoctrinated even the Sunni Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat world, giving the impression that only five are from the Ahle Bayt and the rest are not. We intend sooner or later translating with very extensive research on this, in fact a research on the incident of Karbala, and expressing authentically what transpired there and what is the Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaat view on Karbala and the Ahle Bayt.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Saab. We're just going to be taking one more call, and thereafter it's going to be another break whilst we give Mufti Saab time. Mufti Saab will be traveling whilst doing the Q&A for the last 15 minutes. So just one call we're taking right now, and thereafter, after the ad break, we will continue again. Caller online, Assalamu Alaikum.
Walaikum Assalam. I wanted to know, when we start reading Surah Yasin, when we say Yasin, do we have to say Salah Yasin after that? And the other question, can a woman read her salah a little loudly when she's alone in the house?
JazakAllah for those two questions, sister. Hazrat Mufti Saab?
As far as these two questions are concerned, that remember that Yasin, when you read in the Quran Kareem, it is not necessary for the reciter to read the durood after that. Immediately after that, you don't have to read the durood. If you want to read durood after the recitation of the Surah Yasin, that inshallah will be rewarding. Secondly, that the Shariat says that the female must not raise her voice in Salat. So she should not raise her voice in Salat.
Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah, and inshallah we will continue shortly. Whilst Mufti Sahib, we will give Mufti Sahib a few minutes to get into the vehicle to travel to Mufti Sahib's destination for the Bayan tonight. We will be back with our listeners shortly. Shukran Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum. That brings us to 7:45 for the last 15 minutes of the program. We would give Mufti Sahib a few minutes as Mufti Sahib will now be traveling to the destination. I'm not too sure in which part of Transvaal for the lecture that he's going to be delivering tonight, but we will still give you that opportunity with your questions. And let's hope, inshallah, that as we are going to be linking up with Mufti Sahib on the cell, that it's going to be nice and clear. We'll be back with you shortly.
Yeah, I got nice name for my frog.
Hey, what do you mean, exactly?
No, when she gets in a chicken mood, I say, hello, my chicolia.
Yeah?
Yeah, when she gets in a sweet mood, I say, hello, my sutterfini. Because it's sweet, but you must check it when I call her my diamond. She lights up like one spotlight, exactly.
Hey, why like that?
Hoyo, ba. She straight away knows I'm vying to Randry Jewelers.
Randry Jewelers giving away mystery discounts on all gold and diamond jewelry. 151 is Road Musgrave, Randry Jewelers.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. My name is Sabir Rahmat Jazbhai, and the program is going to be called Legal Eagles. For the next 4 weeks, we're going to bring the law into your homes. We're going to show you about how the solutions are to your problems. So remember, this is your favorite radio station, Legal Eagles. Stay tuned and remember to phone in, for this is your program.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله آمنا برسول الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله شكر ہوتے کیسے ادا شکر ہو تیرا کیسے ادا ہم کو مسلمان پیدا کیا راہ پہ تو نے کی چلا ہم کو بری باتوں سے بچا ہم کو بری باتوں سے بچا لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ تیری محبت دل میں رہے شمع ایمان اس میں جلے پیار نبی کا پیار بسے پیار کا توفہ دل میں اٹھے پیار کا توفہ دل میں اٹھے لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا عامل قرآن ہم کو بنا عامل قرآن ہم کو بنا راستہ تو جنت کا دکھا راستہ تو جنت کا دکھا مکر سے تو شیطان کے بچا ہم کو مومن نیک بنا ہم کو مومن نیک بنا لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ ہم کو نیک ہدایت دے.
Been listening to the voice of Qari Ismail Abdul Aziz, principal of Madrasa Tartil al-Quran in Pietermaritzburg. That brings us to 7:49. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah once again for joining us, and we make dua Allah Ta'ala takes Mufti Sahib to Mufti Sahib's destination very safely.
Jazakallah.
Mufti Sahib, the next question that we have that has come in, it's about executing the will. After the demise of the father, would it be permissible to accept shares amongst those entitled to and offer the entire legacy to the mother as a gift? Is this permissible?
Okay, this, alhamdulillah, if they do, it's very good. But however, they should understand something. That the father has passed away. Now there are those who are entitled to receive shares in the light of the Sharia. The sons, the daughters, and what they can do, they have to do this, in fact, is to receive their shares. They cannot forfeit their shares, meaning they cannot say that I do not want these shares. That will be going against the command of Allah Ta'ala, because when Allah has given you the shares, you cannot reject it. You should accept it. After accepting it, now you are the owner of it, then you give it back, or you give it to your mother. Not give it back, you give it to your mother, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you all tremendously. So point one, yes, you can do it. Two, you must take ownership of your shares. And then after that, give it to your mother. Inshallah, that is the correct procedure.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. The next text message reads as follows. It says, respected Mufti Sahib, please advise a parent on what dua to read so as to be a source of help for my son for his door.
First of all, that you should, number one, supervise your child. Meaning that do not allow him to sin, because sinning removes the memory, and it is disastrous to the memory of any person. Hafiz, non-hafiz, it is disastrous. Sin ruins the memory. Number two, feed the son properly. Feed him, and thirdly, allow him certain amount of freedom so that he can exercise and play a little bit of sport. Then you should, when you stand for Nafil Salat, or if you are habitual to standing for Tahajjud Salat, those times you raise your hands and make dua for your children, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept, inshallah, the prayer of the parents for the child, especially when you want your child to become a good hafiz or a good alim, and then read Rabbi Zidni Ilma on behalf of the child and make dua for the child.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. 753. Next question, next SMS. Are baligh children allowed to sleep in the same room as a couple?
See, one is that you got no option, meaning that you are not a person of means and wealth. And you are forced, this is a circumstantial issue because of finance, and you cannot afford another room, etc. That is the exception to the rule. But the rule is that once the child becomes baligh, that means now I'm talking about the boy, and the girl, once the child starts developing, then both of them, the boy or the girl, as soon as they have what we call shu'ur, shu'ur meaning they know what adults do, and they are now knowledgeable, then immediately you should separate them and put them in a different room.
Yes. JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Next text message says, can Mufti Sahib please explain where would Isa alayhi salam descend?
On my website, alislam.org, www.radiofreeasia.co.za, then I have spoken, and it is there, 6 hours on the coming of Mahdi. And in that 6 hours, I also talk extensively about the descension of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, who will come down in the Jamia Masjid of Damascus, which will be white in color, and he'll come down on the eastern minaret, and he'll have his arms spread out, leveling on the wings of the Malaika.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. The next text says, Salams, Mufti Sahib. My husband verbally abuses me, and he also is very angry person. Tried every possible dua Allah knows best, and it's like 39 plus years I'm talking about. Mufti Sahib?
First of all, that if you, once you can go to the Jamiat or the crisis center to let them address your problem. However, that read Ya Naru Kuni Baradan wa Salamun ala Ibrahim. Afzab inshallah will also repeat the water with the intention of cooling the temper and anger of your husband. Try that, it's most effective.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. The next text that has come in, okay, that's pertaining to halal and haram, the issues of halal and haram. Mufti Sahib, the next text message, okay, it looks like these are all the SMSs that are coming in that you need to go onto Mufti Sahib's website, alislam.co.za, or to these brothers or sisters, you could contact the offices of the Jamiat in your area. Next text message says, Mufti Sahib, is it, why is it that the Sunnah Salah, that many of the ulama give it a compulsory status? Please explain.
First of all, the ulama do not give it a compulsory status. Yes, they may be sending a signal, and a person must be maybe wrongly reading it. And by wrongly reading it, it is, they are saying it is compulsory. Because the jurisprudic rule is very clearly as stated by Imam Ghazali, Rahmatullah alayhi, and etc., that if an act is sunnah and people elevate it to wajib, then it will become an innovation. So we should be very cautious about that one. Secondly, that because of the sunnah and its value and its importance and its significance, that is why the ulama put so much of stress in it. And this is for our own benefit. Acting upon the sunnah is for our own spiritual elevation and promotion. So we should, when the ulama are saying, act upon the sunnah, this is absolutely correct what they are doing. Yes.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. It looks like this is going to be now the final question for this evening. That during the lifetime of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how did the Sahaba radiallahu anhu memorize the Quran Kareem, as the ayats, the completion of the Quran was only over a period of 23 years? In which sequence did they memorize the Quran Kareem?
Understand something. That there are two things. One is tartib a nuzul, and the other is tartib a rasul. Tartib a nuzul means circumstances of revelation as per chronological order, historical order. And one is the tartib of rasul, the sequence of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever Quran Kareem was revealed, then beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you look at our Quran Made Easy, the introduction, I have written all this, that he should tell Sahaba that this ayat put in this surah and put it here. So he should stipulate specify the ayat where it should go. So the tarteeb of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is of utmost importance. That is the Quran that is in our hands today. The tarteeb of beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we today follow and we adhere to and we memorize, just as what the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they memorized the tarteeb of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that is the correct sequence, and that sequence is also substantiated by the fact that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, he should come to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once a year in Ramadan, and till the point the Quran was recited, Jibreel alayhi salam should read, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should listen, and then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should read, and Jibreel alayhi salam should listen. In the last year, last Ramadan of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this took place twice. So this recitation of the entire Quran by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam and beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place twice in the last Ramadan of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba memorized it accordingly.
Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah for this evening's Q&A. That brings us to the end of the Q&A time, and we'd like to wish Mufti Sahib a very safe journey to the destination, and inshallah safe back to Mufti Sahib's residence. We will be looking forward to next week's Q&A. Shukran, and we request Mufti Sahib's dua on the day of Jumu'ah and the night of Jumu'ah. Shukran Mufti Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And respected listeners, please make humble dua for the recovery of Hafiz Sahib's Hafiz Wadi's mother.
Amen. Shukran. That was Fadhilatu Shaykh Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas Sahib Hafizahullah, bringing us to the end of the Q&A. Well, next up, I'm going to be leaving you in the company of Brother Ahmed Chotia for the next 15 minutes, which will take you to the time for the Isha Azan for our listeners in the Durban area. Brother Ahmed has been sitting in with the Q&A program, so it looks like in future, if I'm not available, Brother Ahmed will be willing, inshallah, to assist by presenting the program. For the next 15 minutes, you will have an opportunity to call in and convey your Jumu'ah messages with Brother Ahmed Chotia. We will be giving you, I think, an SMS line number 0799736992. 0799736992. That's going to be the SMS line for the Jumu'ah messages right from now until 8:15. Jazakallah for tuning into this evening's Q&A, for your questions, and unfortunately many of them we could not post to Mufti Sahib, but perhaps you could contact the offices of your Jamiat. And remember, wherever you call, you can remain anonymous with your questions, be it brothers or sisters. Call the offices of the Sunni Jamiat al-Ulama, the Jamiat al-Ulama, Darul Ihsan, wherever you live, please do call them and they will clarify the issues that you would like. Fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Where are you going to be on the long weekend? Make it sensational.
Make it memorable.
Make it informative
and entertaining.
In the company of Radio Al Ansar,
the long weekend brings Dubai to Durban with bargain shopping, live entertainment and loads of prize giveaways.
Radio Al Ansar kicks off the exhilarating weekend on Friday the 19th of March at 7 p.m. and goes on until Monday at 6 p.m. Adults enter for just R5, while kids under 5 get in for free.
Don't let the weekend go by without experiencing the Dubai at Durbs Fair. For bookings and inquiries, call 031-208-1601.
रेडियो अलंसार के सुनने वालों के लिए एक खुशखबरी, फिर से एक बार आपका महबूब प्रोग्राम सनाए मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम रेडियो अलंसार से नशर किया जाएगा। नादे नबी मुस्तफा सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से भरपूर ये प्रोग्राम हज़रत मामून इब्न महमूद पेश करेंगे, जिसमें हर हफ्ता मकामी और बाहर के नातखा हिस्सा लेंगे। जरूर सुनिए बाद सलात मगरिब रेडियो अलंसार पे।
Al-Ansar.
This is the broadcasting network of the Al-Ansar Foundation. Radio Al-Ansar on 103 FM stereo. It is 5 minutes past eight and it is the night of Juma. And those that would like to send some Juma messages, the number to call is 031-208-4564, which is our studio number. And those that would like to send an SMS messages, would you please use the number 079-973-6992. So we encourage you all to come to call for the Juma messages that you may have that you would like to wish for people for this Mubarak day of Yomul Juma. In addition to that, we will...
Yes, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is me, Brother Muhammad Jassad, sitting in with Uncle Ahmad Chotia, Uncle as we call him. Juma, very Mubarak day, a day more blessed than both Eids. Yeah, so if you guys got any messages you want to send or you want to ask for maaf or ask for dua or anything, you can either SMS us or give us a call. The numbers are 031-208-4564 or alternatively the SMS line is 0799-736-992.
Well, the Ibn Masud is an institute which caters for learners with disabilities such as slow milestone delay, autism, physical and mental problems. We request your support and help in making a cash donation towards the ingredients for the upcoming fundraising dinner, or at least purchase a ticket, which is only 150 rand. And we make this humble appeal to our listeners to come forth and support this fundraising initiative. This is one of the only schools that we have in our country catering for the needs of the people, and particularly those that have autism. So please, we ask you and we appeal to you to try and help us in order to be able to sustain this school so that we may be able to assist those that are in difficulty and those that are in desperate need of this. We have been blessed with all the faculties that Allah has blessed us, so we appeal to you that there are those that do not have this, so we should try and impart from our wealth or whatever we can in order to be able to try and assist this. So please, those that would like to avail themselves of this opportunity, please don't forget that you can try and contact the offices of the Al-Ansar. We have a caller on the line, Brother Uzair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Oh, is it a sister?
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, it's a brother, salam. Sorry. Wa alaikum assalam, welcome.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Hartley.
Oh, mashallah. What would you like to say?
Huh? Who's your Juma Mubarak message to?
Huh?
Who do you want to send out a Juma Mubarak message to there?
My grandmother.
To your grandmother. What's your grandmother's name?
Salma.
Salma, okay. I'm sure she is listening. All right, Zubair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before we carry on to the next call, Uncle Ahmed, we've got SMS here which says, wishing my ma, Zubaida Lambat and Fatima and all at home Juma Mubarak from Muzammil Musa.
We have a caller on the line, Brother Ali. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
I think we've lost Brother Ali.
You are listening to Radio Al-Ansar, broadcasting on 103 FM stereo. For those that would like to send some messages to their family members, you can dial 031-208-4564, or you can send your SMSs to 0799-736-992.
Any callers, any SMSs? No. And we've got Sister Fatima Asma. Fatima on the line. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, bye. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, yourself?
Alhamdulillah. I'm sending the mobile for Molana Chitin from Mosulu. And I'm also sending the for Zarina and my children, Sumaya and Samira. And Adil Ami, Jazakallah.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. You have a wonderful night. Right. Sorry? Hello? Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So Uncle Ahmed, talk to me.
We will be followed by a very important program by Sister Fatima Asmal, and tonight's topic is a very important issue that I think we should address, and I'm sure that she will be able to take it to a level in which we can engage in and try and improve on, and I am hoping that all of you will join in for this wonderful slot that she has going to be presenting on some current affairs, and particularly her topic tonight is one of a very dynamic nature, and I think that we should try and listen to it, for it will be of invaluable assistance to us in order to be able to interact with various communities, particularly amongst the Muslims. You're listening to Radio Al-Ansar broadcasting on 103 FM stereo. And those that would like to send some dedications for the Jummah, please, you can call 031-208-4564, or you can send the SMSs to 0799-736-992.
Uncle Ahmed, do you have someone you want to SMS, dedicate something to?
No, to all the Muslims of the world, may Allah make it easy for them in all that they wish to do and all that they intend doing. May Allah bless them and guide them and protect them. And I think that that is my wish for everybody.
Inshallah, I mean, Asghar brother, Asghar. Auntie Hafiza, assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
How are you, Auntie Hafiza?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, with Auntie Hafiza's duas, we all well.
Okay. Jumma Mubarak to you and the Al-Ansar Foundation.
Jazakallah, Auntie Hafiza.
Everyone.
Jumma Mubarak to you too.
To all our Muslim brothers and sisters.
You must make dua for us, Auntie Hafiza, inshallah.
Yes, I will. Ameen.
How are you enjoying this particular broadcast?
Very much.
Anything in particular that you would like to highlight or that you find very
interesting? I can highlight everything. Today's lecture that I listened, it really impressed me so much. I think it was Ibrahim Desai.
Ibrahim Desai, Ji.
Yeah. Maulana Ibrahim Desai.
Ji, Aunty Hafiza.
Yeah.
So you find the best lecture series very interesting?
Yeah, it was very, very.
Jazakallah, you are one of our best dedicated listeners for many years. May Allah make it easy for you in whatever you wish to do, and Allah bless you.
Auntie Hafiza phones in every day, in the morning or in the evening. One of the two, but Auntie Hafiza phones in. anything else, Uncle Ahmed? No. Brother Asghar, do you have any dedications? Sister Fatima Asmal is there behind in the technical box. Do you have any dedications that you want to send on air? Come on in studio with us. I see you've got a little baby running around there. Why don't you send him in studio with us and maybe he can come on air? Come on, send him inside. And also, we've got like 2 minutes left, so you can call on 031-208-4564, or alternatively, you can SMS me on 0799-736-992. Tonight of Jummah. Oh, Asghar, I send my Jummah dedication. Okay, I've got a very long Jummah dedication. I would like to say Jummah Mubarak to each and everyone out there, to all the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, to all of my famous callers that call in every morning to tell me what a wonderful job you guys are doing, to the technical team, to Auntie Asia, to Uncle Riaz, to the directors of Radio Al-Ansar, to everybody out there, to my friends, Izaz Shah, Mona Rafiq Shah's son, who's been with me through thick and thin. I like to tell you Jummah Mubarak and thank you for everything, to my parents, to my colleagues, to everybody out there, basically to the whole Ummah out there. Jummah Mubarak to everybody. I got an SMS. Some people have nice eyes, some have nice smiles, and others have nice faces. But you all, you have all of them. With something extra, a beautiful heart, to Hussein Sheikh from Nazira. But Hussein Sheikh from Nazira, there's a message for you. Now the message says, Assalamu alaikum, Jummah Mubarak to all, wishing Hafiz Wadi's mom a speedy recovery, inshallah. May Allah give her complete shifa, ameen. Salams and duas from Zinat, Kulam, and family. Oh, we've got a lot of SMSs coming through. Another one says, Jummah Mubarak to all Muslim brothers and sisters out there, from Haji Muhammad Abdullah Bustan. Salams Jummah Mubarak to the whole Ummah, all at Radio Al-Ansar, my family's Deenali families, Adam family, Mrs. Asma from Sarah Adam, Pitt Marisburg. Have my care that never breaks, have my smile that never fades, have my words that never hurt, have my du'as that never ends. Jumma Mubarak to all my family from Ashraf and Faisal Khan. Jumma Mubarak to all of you at Radio Al Ansar. You're all so sweet. Jazakallah for that. Okay, this is Urdu. I'm going to have a problem reading this. Rab ne jahan mein maa ko azmat kamal di, iski dua se har musibat ko tal di, Islam ne maa ki pyaar ki aisa misal di, jannat utak iske qadmo mein dil di. Especially for all moms, Jumma Mubarak. Okay, I don't really understand what it is, but whatever it is, I'm sure it's something nice. I'm sure it's some beautiful words. So Jumma Mubarak to that. Another SMS says, Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak to one and all. May Allah shower us with blessings from Faisal and Rozia.
Okay, please stay tuned. We will tell you the program lineup for tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, inshallah, the As-Subah program between 5 and 6 a.m. You can be joined by Mulana Saleh Jusuf. And between 6 and 8, Sister Shakira Sayed will join you on the AM drive. And then, of course, between 8 and 9, we have a Juz a Day and a live lecture, The Mercy to the Worlds by Maulana Kamdar, and Inspirations between 10 and 11.15, where you can join Mufti Saab once again for an uplifting and spiritual guidance. And that will be the by Hazrat Mustafi Ilyas Sahib Shahib. And then, of course, we'll have the Jummah Azan, the main bulletin. We have the Jummah Roundup, the Al-Ummah update thereafter, the afternoon drive, the special edition Tazkiyah with Hafiz Wadi. And then after the Maghrib, you can be joined by Brother Sabir Jazbai, the Isha Azan. And thereafter, Hafiz Yunus Parak will give a dose of his popular program, Where Your Views and Opinions That Really Matter. And then finally, we will have the Major Science, Part 7 of 10 of Maulana Anwar Awlaki's presentation. You are listening to Radio Al Ansar, broadcasting on 103 FM stereo. It is now time for the Isha Salah in Durban.
Radio Al Ansar.
حي على الصلاة